Okay, Taf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are about to start Seif Bet. Just from the last Siman, and we just pointed out, how can you give tefillin on Yom Tov as a gift? So it was fully finished, right? You can put it on as is. It's not like missing. It doesn't need to be stitched up anymore. So that's when it's okay to give it. And what about the issue of Muksa? Right? So I'll just point out, again, we're not going to go back into a whole B'iyun thing, but just something short from Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa. So he says, generally we all assume, lahalacha, there is a discussion, we assume it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, that it is muksa, because it's used for a mitzvah, and we don't put on tefillin l'shem mitzvah on Shabbos or Yom. But he points out, he does point out, by the way, there is an opinion that the Bir Halacha brings that it's actually a kli shemalachta leheter. But besides that, well, we don't use it as a mitzvah. We don't put it on. We don't put on tefillin. So that's the category. Again, there's a discussion if is it muksa or not. Without getting into a whole discussion, he also points out, even if you hold, it's everyone, basically, there's a whole question, why not? And some say it should be Machmon Chisaron Kis. But he says, basically, everyone says it's definitely not. And then he also points out that we know sometimes you are allowed to wear it. If it's to rescue it, l'kavod, to save it. Also, derech malbush, anytime, and l'maisa, since we hold, It's tzarech lagu klisha malachta le'iser. We are always allowed to do klisha malachta le'iser le'tzarech gufo or makoma. You're allowed to use it for itself. You want to wear it. You're cold. It'll warm you up. If you just wear it, not l'shem mitzvah, it's 100% mutter to wear. So you could actually use it on Yom Tov. Or you want to show someone the halachos of tefillin. You want to show a bal tshuva, so a kid who's 12 years old, 10-year-old kid, how to put on tefillin. You're allowed to take out your tefillin on Shabbos and Yantiv and show him how to put it on. He writes it in there.
A lot of adults.
Right. So, anyways, refresher courses for adults. Thank you, Moshe. So, whatever the case may be, there are permitted purposes of waiting to use it. Okay. Now, base. Tavkav Yitzayim base. Yisrael she'amar le'en Yehudi mi'ba'od yom. Tikneli yonim lamachar. So a Jew goes to a non-Jew and he says, you know, I want to get some fresh food. Can you please go to the store and buy it for me tomorrow on Yom Tov? You're telling him on Erev Yom Tov to do it for you specifically on Shabbos. Now you can eat on Yantiv. Same thing, but you're right. We're talking about Yantiv. Now the issue is, you're telling him to do something that's usher for you to do. You don't go to a store and buy things with money. So the issue is here, right there, we just learned before, there are times when you're allowed to go there and just, we're going to see again today, there are times you're allowed to go there to get food, but you don't buy it with actual money. Now, the isser is, it's whether you give him the money, whether you prepay the goy on Erev Yom Tov, or you tell him to buy it with money and you pay him back after Yom Tov. Either case, you're telling him to go to the store, take money and buy it, and that's what's you're not allowed to do. 100%. Asur. This is right. You're telling him to do something that you couldn't do yourself. That's right. We know Amira La'akum is asur, even Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos. You can't tell him what and then benefit from it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Aval ima sakvar, but you did it already. Erev Yom Tov, you didn't really know the halacha clearly. You thought maybe you're allowed to, and you did it once, and he brought you the food on Yom Tov. Mutar le'achol mehem b'Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat it. It's 100% kosher. No reason to be machmer. Vu shelo yu mafrichim. But it can't be a case where you're talking about wild birds. It has to be a case We're not worried about malacha, right? We just spent the past couple days learning about anything that was done, the isser malacha, even safek, even ichud satchum. So all those cases are a problem. In Si'if Bet today, we're just discussing, you told him to buy it for you. Buying, there's a din derabanan of right? We don't want you to make a chumem kar. Maybe you're going to come to write things down. It's like almost like a gzera. So, or maybe it is. But anyways, the point is, if it's an issue of buying, so bedieved, we let you eat it. If we're worried that maybe he did a malacha today, so then you cannot use it. You have to wait till the night. Bichtei shi'asu. Avalim ragil bekach. But you do this every week, every Yom Tov, every Shabbos, whatever. This is what you always do. Asur leachol mehem. So the halacha is it's asur. The ein ze chashuv diavad. That's not called bediyavad. It happened by mistake. Kaven shiragil bekach. This is what you always do. It's worse than mezi. So therefore, it's asur. Right, so the case that we're talking about a bet that's mutter is if it's done bidyavid, and it's not a malacha wasn't done. Even chutzat chum is a problem. Okay, let's go on to Gimel, I think. Okay, Gimel. Lomar lachaveru male li kli ze yain. You go into the store, and you tell the guy, fill up this kli with yain, with wine. And then you're going to pay him after Shabbos. So dino b'yom tov kemo Shabbos. The halacha is by Yom Tov is the same as it is by Shabbos. Just a quick recap. It's k'di'itin siman shin chaf gimel. If you basically give him a kli, it could be a measuring cup or any cup. And you know what the size is or how many gallons or quarts or liters, whatever. So then, it's mutter. You're allowed to tell him to fill it up and you'll pay him back for it. And you remember how much you took and you pay him back the next day. What's asr over there, again, actually the Ramah is more makel, but what's certainly asr is if you give him a measuring cup, he measures out exactly how much, and then he pours it into another cup for you to go home with. So that's, okay. Anyways, we can look it up over there. It's the same halacha there. And here, v'hu adin de asr lahatil goralot b'yom tov. Also, we don't do raffles, lotteries on Yom Tov, just like Shabbos. Okay, Dalet. Lo yamor adam sa'orim litein lifnei ubehemto. Again, you're not allowed, similar to Shabbos, we're not allowed to take any measurements. We don't measure things out on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You want to feed your animal, elo mesha'er v'notein la. Just don't measure it out and weigh it out an exact amount. Just, you know how much you normally give him. You see every day how much approximately it looks. Give him the same amount, and so it's a little more, a little less, without measuring. The only time we're allowed to measure on Yom Tov and Shabbos is Letzarech Mitzvah. And then it's Matzar Lechatchila. Okay. Fine. Tavkuf Yod Chet. Dini Hotzah Mirushut Lirushut B'Yom Tov. So now we're going to learn halachas of carrying, taking from one Rishas to another, or in Rishas Rabim, more than Dalet Amos. Now, just a quick point out that this siman, just don't get confused. We're learning the halachas of hotza'ah, not the halachas of muksa. So it's not tiltil. It comes up a little bit, but it's the focus is hotza'ah, not tiltil. Okay, because the halachas are different. Right? And tiltil we assume is generally only darabanan, and hotza'ah on Yom Tov. Could be an Isser Daraisa with Malkus. Okay? So, okay. Aleph. Mitoch Shehutra Hotza Litzorach Achila. Right? This is from the Gemara. So just like anyone's allowed to, whatever is Mutter, sorry. Mitoch, just because, just like we know Ochel Nefesh is permitted, and therefore since Ochel Nefesh is permitted, so too, anything that's normally done with tzarech ochel nefesh, such as hotza'ah, is also permitted. Now, mitoch shehutra hotza'ah letzarech achila, but then Chazal learned even more than that. Once anything that's normally permitted for ochel nefesh, hutra shelo letzarech, it also becomes a blanket heter, shelo letzarech achila though. Yeah, you should add the words achila, so you understand correctly. It means, it's even if it's not litzorach achila, it's mutter. Okay. Kegon, katan, velulav, vesefer Torah, vekelim. Any need for a katan, you want to take him, carry him from one place to another, he doesn't have to come with you. He just, it's more fun for him, more fun for you. You want to bring him, it's, you don't need to. You're allowed to lechatchila, there's no reason to be machmer. Because once, it's, right, even if you carry him in rishus sarabim, from one rishus to another. Because once it's permitted, once carrying is permitted for ochel nefesh, it's permitted for any reason that you need. But we're going to see there has to be a little bit of a need. So when it says, hutra shalol etzarech, I mean shalol etzarech achila, but there still has to be a little bit of a tzarech, such as, it makes you happy, you have a purpose, tzarech achila, just for your enjoyment. Or a lulav, you need it for the mitzvah, sefer Torah also, you need a tzarech for a mitzvah. Right? These are all cases of shalol etzarech. In other words, there is a tzarech of simcha or a mitzvah, but not tzarech achila. The kelim, and so too, any kelim, dishes, you could even wear jewelry, even if it's a case of carrying jewelry, whatever the case is, since you're enjoying it and it's good for you. All right. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah points out, not that you need him to point it out, but he's very reliable. For it also applies to havara, shchita, hafia, bishul. For all these things, mitoch shehutra letzorach ochel nefesh shutra also shelo letzorach. But if you notice, he doesn't include kiboy, right? We learned that before. It does not include. That's the advantage of havara over kiboy. Just to bring that in. Okay, let's go on. Haga. Hatzrichi lo ktsat, but there must be some kind of a tzarech. The question is, how far do you take it? So the Ramah takes it to its full extreme lakula, which is, o shemityare shelo yiganvu o shar pseida. You actually have no need for it whatsoever, except you're afraid it's, if you leave it here, it might get stolen or ruined. So then, even the Ramah says, the fact that you're worried about it, that itself is already called letzarech. So he says, just to leave it behind, then you're not allowed to. Again, we're not discussing muksa, we're discussing hotza.
Okay.
So that's really easy to get the two confused. So some things could be mutter or aser in this siman, for the issues, for the purposes of otsa, but it could still be aser or mutter for tilto, for muksa. So try not to get them two separate things. Okay. So therefore, now, so we just mentioned, according to the Ramah, he's meiko, for any tzarech, even you're afraid it might get stolen, just because you're worried about it. Mishnah Berurah points out that many poskim are machmer, that, and again, we're talking about a suffix d'oraisa over here, perhaps, or probably, and some are machmer when it comes to, they don't apply shalol etzarech as a kula for losing money. So the question, so what happens if you bring something somewhere and you want to take it home? So basically it happens to be a machlokas, and whenever one could be machmer, in general they should. If you're bringing something somewhere, don't bring it back home with you unless you're going to have some kind of a purpose with it back home. Otherwise, it's better to be machmer. Again, depends on the case. And what's an example? Well, I'd say one example is, let's say people bring a machzor to shul. That's brought down many times. Person, a machzor to shul, or a talis and a sitter, all right? And you want to come home with it. So if there's an error, there's no problem. What if there's no Erev? So then, the poskim, again, lechatchila, try and avoid it. But many of the poskim, including the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazan Ovadia, says, there's a concept of hitiro sofan mishum tchilasan. Because if we tell you you can't bring it back home with you, you're not going to go to shul with it in the first place. So, in those cases, the poskim aren't necessarily so happy, but they're mako. And there is certainly what to rely on. Right? The main poskim are meiko. So that's for sure okay. If you're going to bring home a maksa that you might use, then for sure you're allowed to. But sometimes, you know, the simanim is the next night, so that doesn't help you.
You could read two lines.
You could read two lines from you if you want to, but some of us know we have no interest and we won't. It depends on the case. But anyways, there is room to be mako, and yeah, if you are going to bring it home, try and use it. Talis, you're not going to use necessarily, but okay. Anyway, so that's okay. Let's go on. Again, there is what to rely on if absolutely necessary. Just try and avoid it. Okay. Chet? No. Where are we now? Okay, let's keep reading on the top. Aval, avanim uchayotze bahen aser. Now, stones or other things that have no purpose whatsoever, it would be aser. Now again, it might be aser from din muksa, and it might also be aser deraisa midin hotza'a. So just, it happens to, okay, so that's for both. Okay. Haga, umutar lishok. Now the Ramah has another big kula here. Umutar, you're allowed to play ball. I don't know, soccer, basketball. Bikadur afilu birshu saravim. Maybe he means more of a gentle ball game. But whatever, you're allowed to play balls outside, even in a rishu saravim, right? When there's no air whatsoever, it's rishu saravim. You're only doing it just to play ball, just to have fun. So that's the Ramashita, that balls are not muksa. Again, generally, outdoor balls, Shulchan Aruch does hold its muksa. But, and here is, and since there is a tzarach, you're playing games, there's no issues of otzav. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashal, who points out that this is really just a din for the kids, because for adults, it's completely inappropriate to be playing ball outside. Anyway, so let's keep reading. V'im hi niach eruv. Then the Ramah continues. And he says, now, if you had an eruv to connect, mutar l'tato elotzi kol sheyesh lo torat kli af al pi she'eino l'tzorach hayom klal. Then he says, now, something's very debatable. He says, now, let's say you have a bunch, basically we're not dealing with Rishus HaRabim anymore, we're dealing with homes in a neighborhood. And so the question is, so there's no Rishus HaRabim, but you want to carry from one home to another. Let's say they're all connected with some kind of a string, tzuras hapetach, or gates, whatever, you have walls. And now it's from one owner to another owner, right? So then, that's Shulchas Erevin, Erev Chatzeros. So he says, if you made an Erev Chatzeros for Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to carry from one place to another, even something, anything that has a kli, even if there's no tzorach whatsoever. Now again, no tzorach whatsoever means it's not a problem of hotza'a, because you have an Erev from one to another. If there would be no Erev, then, okay, so according to the Ramah, there'd be a problem, let me get to that. But what I just wanted to point out to you, since it has a Torah's kli, it's not muksa midin that, and you're allowed to, so he says, even if there's no tzorach whatsoever for the day, you're allowed to carry it. But there are times, but there are times where it could still be an iser, the rabbanan of muksa. Because if something has, if you're just moving something just for fun, just, I don't know, fidgeting, it's a whole question. But there are times when, muksa, you have moving something for no purpose whatsoever, there is actually an iser of muksa. The item itself is not muksa, but you're not allowed to move something just for the sake of just showing someone, look, I'm moving something. Anyways, so that's din of muksa and Shabbos and Yantar. So anyways, back to this halacha. So he says you have to, anyways, you see according to the Ramah, Do you need to make Eruv Chatzeros on Yom Tov? So according to the Ramah, there is a din of making an Eruv Chatzeros on Yom Tov, but most poskim say, what do you mean? On Yom Tov, there's no such thing as Eruv Chatzeros. When Chazal made up a takana of Eruv Chatzeros, you set up the bread, you say a bracha, the whole thing, it only applies for Shabbos. For Yom Tov, there's never a problem. you never need to combine one rishus to another on Yom Tov. That's what most poskim hold. The Ramah says there should be an Eruv. So Lamaisa, don't ever make an Eruv specifically for Yom Tov. It would be a bracha levatala. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, whenever you make an Eruv for the whole year, normally we make an Eruv from Pesach to Pesach, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Sorry, when you make it for the year, just have in mind it's for all the Shabbos of the whole year, including Yom Tov. So there's no issues of making a bracha levatala. If you don't have to include Yom Tov, but you should, if you might as well, to be machmer, to be... Yeah, but he holds that there's a concept of an Erev. And if you didn't make an Erev, he says you can't carry from one to another. If you made an Erev, then you can't carry from one to another. And that most poskim don't agree. If it's not Letzarech, exactly. Because if it's Letzarech, he could do it with Shesarabim. Okay, let's go on. Okay. So just remember on Yom Tov, if there's no Erev whatsoever, and if there is no Erev and you're in a Rishon Sarabim, so don't carry, if there's no Erev, don't carry something that has absolutely no usage for where you're going to. If it has a possible usage and therefore you want to have it with you, then that's okay. Base. Now, Ochal Nefesh is only a mutter for a Jew. So if you're going to carry something in Rishus HaRavim or without an Eruv, make sure you're doing it for a Jew. You can't carry it for a non-Jew. Hagah, aval mutter lishloach lo ayidei ein Yehudi. Kegon shitzarech lahachzir mashkon le'ein Yehudi, alam uchadol ha-mazah. But you are allowed to, we don't take it that far, that we say Amira la'akum l'shvus v'makom tzarech, and this is considered tzarech, pay him back, you don't get penalties, you don't get sakana issues, he doesn't get mad at you. The general rule is, you are allowed to do it through Amira la'akum. Ask another non-Jew to deliver to a non-Jew, and then it's okay. And this would be even according to Moran Beit Yosef for Sfardim. Okay, Gimel. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, he agrees. Gimel. Lachach eitz she'eno meyuchat l'shapud v'tzalabo basar. Now, let's say you want to take a stick of wood. Now, we're talking about not something that's miyuchad for a kli. Anything, if it's miyuchad for a kli, it's for sure mutter. But let's say you want it to, you just take a stick, a piece of wood, to keep it simple, we're taking a piece of wood that's not muksa, because it was in a pile of wood that was going to be used for flame, for fuel, for fire. It's on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. This is part of your fuel. So you take a dry piece of wood that's able to be used for fuel. So you let it take it and put some meat on it, you know, a shiput, a skewer, put on chunks of beef in order to make a bar to grill it on your barbecue. Okay. Lakach eichenu miyuchad l'shapud, but it's not miyuchad to be as a kli for all year. You just took it now for the first time, v'tzalabu basar, and you used it for cooking. Everything so far is no problem. But then, once you finish, asur letal tilo acharkach she'eno kli. Since it's not a permanent, you didn't sharpen it, prepare it, it's not for all year usage. So it doesn't have a din of a kli, it just has a din of a stick of wood. So therefore, afterwards, once it becomes disgusting, afterwards that you use it, and it has all this meat juice on it, it becomes ma'us. And then it becomes muksa as you finish cooking it. So then, what do you do? Elishont. Now the problem is it's sharp, and you don't want to leave it around. People can get cut or splinters, so you want to get it out of the way. If it wouldn't be a problem of being somewhat dangerous, hazardous, then it would be muksa, and you'd have to just drop it where you are. Again, kila achar yad, maybe you can move it. But we're talking about here, you want to move it tilto min atzad. So ela shomto. Shomto means either you throw it right away and you're done with it, or you move it with tilto min atzad. You hold it funny, you drag it, which normally you don't drag things, you carry things. So you do something a little bit odd, and then it gives you a chance to move it. Umanicho v'keren zavit, and you put it in a corner in your house, kadei shelo yezilku bo, so it doesn't hurt anybody. Again, if it's indoors, in your property, then you have to do a tiltul min hatzad in a strange way. And if it would be in Rishus HaRabim, because of Hezek, we don't want to hurt people in Rishus HaRabim, Chazal said you can even carry it regular.
Why can't you burn it?
Or you can throw it into the fire, and as, because it was used for, the whole purpose was for Hasaka. That was the purpose. I believe so. Afilu ein alav basar klal. You got to move it a little bit, even though there's no meat on it whatsoever. Haga, uletzorech ochel nefesh, mutar letautel hakol afilu mukta. Then, but the Ramah points out, if it's anything that's letzorech ochel nefesh, you're allowed to move it, even if it's something that's mamish muksa. So the Ramah says So the Ramah is more meka. We know that the Ramah, a couple cases where the Shulchan Aruch says there is muksa on Yom Tov, the Ramah says there's not. I'll just point out two examples, and it comes up again. One is let's say you have something that's kind of in storage. We had this before. You put some food away in storage, and then you're allowed to, but it's still usable. It's not like raisins that are on the roof where they're completely unedible until they become fully dry. It's something that you put away for storage, but it's edible. So there the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that's muksa on Yom Tov, not Shabbos, but Yom Tov it is. And the Ramas is nowhere meko. Here also, let's say you have things that are muksa in your way, and it's bothering you from, in this case you see the Ramah's more meko, and also let's say there's muksa in your way, and you can't get to what you need to get to properly, the Ramah says it's 100% mukter to move the muksa for the purpose of ochel nefesh. If there's an item, a food item, that's completely muksa, or wood, or whatever, it's completely muksa, then you're not allowed to move it and benefit from it. But you are allowed to push things away, even if normally you can't, but on Yom Tov you're allowed to as a vochal nefesh. All right.